As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, we welcome Dan to this program. We're going to give Dan 10 questions about music and rock and roll trivia. First for him, then Chris Dim, the same 10. And whoever gets more right gets his $80 today right from Chris Dim's pocket. Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Dan, good luck.
Great to talk to you. Here's how the game is played. We're putting 2 minutes on the clock for you. Chris Dim's leaving the room now. Cannot hear these questions. When he comes back in, he's going to get the same 10 I'm about to give you. And again, whoever gets more right is the winner. If you tie him, you get half the money today. That's $40. And of course, if you lose badly. Now, yesterday we had a loss of 5-0. Yesterday's player got 0. So he got the t-shirt, the body bag t-shirt from All About Care Heating and Air. All About Care gives you that t-shirt if you're body bagged. Hopefully that won't happen to you, Dan. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready to go.
Great. We'll start the clock after the first question. Here we go. Continuing our series now, Guns N' Roses has 3 songs with more than 1 billion streams to their credit. And if their current pace stays consistent, one of their songs, the biggest streamer, will hit the 2 billion mark by spring. What song?
Pass.
A little-known 23-year-old John Denver wrote a future number one hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary when he was, fittingly, sitting at a long layover at Washington's National Airport in 1966. What's the song he wrote?
Rocky Mountain High.
No. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire says the song September came to him, oddly, as he looked out of his hotel room in Washington, D.C., down onto the street at a protest in action, parade going by, or arrest of a prostitute.
I'll go with the rest.
No. David Coverdale says this number one hit, released first in 1982 with no success, then re-released in 1987, is about the breakdown of his first marriage. What's the song?
It's going to tip my tongue. Pass. Come back to it.
What song is this?
Let's come back to that.
Billy Joe Armstrong says this song, a top 5 hit for Green Day, essentially is about loneliness and how the American dream can let you down. What's the Green Day song?
Yeah, Green Day, pass.
What band that has 1 top 5 hit ever took its name from an Australian slogan meaning a showy appearance can't disguise your naivete? The slogan is, the band's name, and 3/4 foolish. What's the band's name?
Dude, I have no idea.
In Risky Business, what song did Tom Cruise dance to in his tighty whities?
Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yes. What song is this? If anything could ever be this good, oh,
yeah. Pass.
The third and final number one hit by the Monkees was inspired by a painting by Andrew Wyeth showing a nearly nude woman sleeping with the windows open. What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
Out of time, and we have 1 today. So the players now have 1 through 2 days this week. Maybe these are tough questions.
No. No, this is back to my favorite question. Why did you call?
Maybe these are...
No. No. I gave him 2 softballs of songs today.
You think? Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. I would have gotten those. All right, let's bring Chris Dim back in here now. Now, Rodney's our statistician, and he always does the player averages. Now, he goes inside the numbers a lot, and sometimes the players will average very few. But this week, a 0 yesterday and a 1 today.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dan did not fare well.
Yeah, no, he's gone too, by the way.
He
jumped off the ship.
He said, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
It's like lying on a job resume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I talk to him first.
Oh, I know you do.
You know, yeah, should be all right.
Nice guy. I like Dan. Yeah,
didn't even get to know him. but it's like
I feel like I share something with Dan.
Yeah, he shows up on day 1 and you're like, you know how to use a jackhammer? Yeah, absolutely. And then he takes the whole city's power out and jumps, you know, he's gone.
You're not, yes. Who was the great sportscaster? I think it was Bob Costas. Who said he had called hockey for his first job. They said, have you ever called hockey play-by-play? He goes, oh, yeah, I've done hockey. And then he had never done it. And they gave him, you know, they let him do a hockey game. Well, he wasn't very good at it, but he did keep the job. And look at Bob Costas today, you know.
Is that the hardest sport to cover?
I think so.
I'm
play-by-play?
Sure.
I think so.
I don't think it's anything.
It's so fast, and the names are tough. You know, that's a tough one. All right, one.
Well, I stunk it up yesterday, too.
Well, I don't know. This 1-0 for the past 2 days for the players, 1 out of 20. That's a pretty rough go. Biggie, your thoughts on Chris Dim's performance?
Much more confident. I'm going to say 8.
Okay. All right. I said to Biggie, maybe these are too hard. Biggie said, no.
Nah.
I said, this guy lied on his resume. All right. 2 minutes here on the clock. Let's begin. We'll start the clock after the first question. Guns N' Roses has 3 songs with more than 1 billion streams to their credit. And if their current pace stays consistent, one of the 3 songs, the biggest streamer, will hit the 2 billion mark by spring. What Guns N' Roses song is it?
It's got to be November Rain.
It is not.
Of course.
A little known 23-year-old John Denver wrote a future number one hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary when he was, fittingly, sitting on a long layover at Washington's National Airport in 1966. What song did he write?
Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Yes. Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire says the song September came to him oddly as he looked out of his hotel room in Washington, D.C., down onto the street as a protest was in action, a parade was going by, or a prostitute was arrested.
I'll say protest.
Yes. David Coverdale says this number one hit song, first released in 1982 with no success, then re-released in 1987, is about a breakdown of his first marriage. What's the song?
You say number one song?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Gotta be Here I Go Again.
It is. What song is this?
Hell's Bells.
Yes. Billy Joe Armstrong says this song, a top 5 hit for Green Day, essentially is about loneliness and how the American dream can let you down. What's the Green Day song?
Wake Me When September Ends?
No. What band that has 1 top 5 hit ever took its name from an Australian slogan, meaning a showy appearance can't disguise naivete? The slogan is, the band's name, and 3/4 foolish. What's the band's name?
Oh, my God.
Tough.
I don't know.
In Risky Business, what song did Tom Cruise dance to in his Tidy Whiteys?
Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yes. What song is this? If anything could ever be this good
again. That's Everlong?
Yes. The third and final number one hit by the Monkees was inspired by a painting by Andrew Wyeth showing a nearly nude woman sleeping with the windows open. What's the Monkees song?
You say number one?
For third and final number one hit, yes.
Jeez.
3 seconds.
Valerie?
It is not. And it's a 6. That's a 6er.
I told you.
Boy. Tough. Tough now. Okay, these are, I guess I'm in a mood because these questions are tough. Get him a body
bag. I don't think they're that tough.
Dan still gets the body bag, but he's no longer around to receive it.
Now he dropped off.
Final score, 6-1. 6-1 today. So, in the past 2 days, the score has been 11-1. This is not Chris Dim's best showing, but
not,
players are
not. I'm not even touching my average.
Not showing well either. All right. It's like the Yankees, you know, you're not
slumping.
You're not hitting right now.
Yeah.
You're slumping. Guns N' Roses has 3 songs with more than 1 billion streams, and if their current pace stays consistent, one of their songs, the biggest streamer, will hit the 2 billion mark by spring. That's Sweet Child of Mine. But you do hear that November Rain.
All I ever hear.
Yeah, these are your streaming coming from Spotify. It's like those are the numbers. But this was number one for them, Sweet Child of Mine. Would you even guess maybe Welcome to the Jungle over this?
Sure.
Yeah. What's their big? What would you say is their biggest hit?
Hard to say.
This? You think this? What was first? Welcome to the Jungle?
Jungle was first.
That's what made them like a big success.
Yeah, that was made them the rock guys.
Yeah.
And I think Paradise City, then I think this.
Boy, they were all over the place too. When I was graduating high school, they were everywhere. And I loved them, even though my...
Oh, yeah, they terrified me.
I mean, I didn't know what they looked like. I just heard them on the radio. But my squeaky clean image took a hit when I started liking Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I'm a
bad boy.
I just did. Now, I wouldn't be in the same room with them, but I did listen to them, and I turned it up on the radio. I told Karen Atwood. A little-known 23-year-old John Denver wrote a future number one hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary while he was sitting at National Airport in 1966 in a long layover. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe. That's the Peter, Paul, and Mary version. He's got a version, too. That's very good.
This is outstanding.
Yeah. So many times I've let you down. I like this song. So many
times I've it's great.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's a perfect little moment.
Yeah, and he just sat there and wrote it in the airport, you know, about going on a plane, you know. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire says the song September came to him oddly while he was in a hotel room. Looking out the window, down on the street, at a protest in action.
The only reason I said that is because I thought the first line is, do you remember? And I wondered if a protest sign might have said,
remember.
Remember, or do you remember? Does anyone remember? And that's
what a
the
great,
only reason.
I bet that's exactly where it came from. I bet that's where he got it.
Remember this. Remember this person. Remember
see whatever. How he, you see how he shows his work there, Big
Man? I know.
Didn't help, but that's what I...
Well, you got it right.
That's why I got that.
You got it right. That's very, very impressive, I think. David Coverdale says this number one hit song, released first in 1982 with no success, then re-released in 87. It's about the breakdown of his first marriage. Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. That makes sense now that you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my own again. I was born to walk alone. Walking alone. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day says this song, a top five hit for the band, essentially is about loneliness and about how the American dream can let you down. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I walk a lonely road. Another lonely road. The only one that I have ever known. Don't know where I like Green Day.
I didn't think this song went that high in the charts.
This is a big hit.
Yeah, top five. Yeah, it's surprising, isn't it? To me. Yeah.
To me.
Agreed. My squeaky clean image took a hit when I said I like Green Day, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do. That's how it is.
I guess I'm just the bad boy.
I guess so. What band that has one... Now, this is a really hard question, I think. What band that has one top five hit ever took its name from an Australian slogan that means a showy appearance can't disguise your naivete? The slogan is the band's name and three quarters foolish. And so the slogan is a quarter flash and three quarters foolish. And so the band is Quarter Flash. That's a really hard
one. That's tough,
yeah.
Man.
I had never heard the slogan before. So you're all it's about being all flash, but really
no substance.
No substance. In Risky Business, what song did Tom Cruise dance to in his tidy ways? Old time rock and roll. That's the one Dan got right, by the way.
All right.
Yeah.
Great scene.
And finally, the third and final number one hit by the Monkees was inspired by a painting by Andrew Wyeth showing a nearly nude woman sleeping with the windows open. The song is Daydream Believer. Not sleeping. She's asleep in the middle of the day in the painting.